It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Congress's first serious gun control effort since December's Connecticut school shootings cleared its first obstacle yesterday with the Senate voting 68-31 to begin debate on a gun control amendment. A compromise between Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Pat Toomey and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia that would subject buyers in commercial settings like gun shows and the internet to background checks, but exempt non-commercial transactions like sales between friends and relatives. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, groups of gun control advocates have descended on Harrisburg this week, calling for a vote on legislation to close a loophole in Pennsylvania's gun laws that allows some firearms purchasers to avoid background checks. I'm joined now by phone by State Representative Steve Santaciero, who's sponsoring legislation to close the loophole. Representative Santaciero, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
And joining us in Studio A is Dan Frankel of Squirrel Hill, who has worked on gun control legislation since 1999. Representative Frankel, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
If you have a comment or question for our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Steve Santaciero, let's begin with you. What is this loophole in gun laws that currently exists in Pennsylvania?
Well, Paul, let me first say, you know, we're very encouraged by what's happening in Washington, although it is a bit worrisome that the legislation that's being discussed will not address private transactions. But having said that, Pennsylvania's existing law is actually not too bad on this issue. It leaves only one very limited exception, which is the transfer or purchase of so-called long guns among private individuals. And long guns, generally speaking, are rifles or shotguns of a certain barrel length. So that's the exception that exists right now, and my bill simply would remove that exception.
And how is it that purchasers of long barrel weapons like shotguns and like rifles are able to avoid background checks?
Well, I can't say what the legislative history is on this, why that was carved out as an exception. I can speculate, but I won't do that. But that is the existing law, and there doesn't seem to be in this day and age a good policy reason for maintaining that exception. And for that reason, I've offered this amendment.
I mentioned that there are groups of people who showed up in Harrisburg this week and made their voices heard that they want to see these loopholes or this particular loophole closed. What are your constituents telling you?
They're uniformly supportive. And in fact, if you look at the polling on this issue, as I'm sure you have, Pennsylvanians are uniformly supportive, about 90% in the Quinnipiac poll that was done back in January. And more recently, when CBS News polled the issue nationwide, as many as 88% of gun owners nationwide supported universal background checks. So I think there's broad public support throughout the state.
We'd like to hear from you. Again, what are your thoughts about closing a loophole in gun laws, allowing some firearms purchasers to avoid background checks? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Our email address, essspgh@wesa.fm. And we'd also like to hear from you if you would like to comment about where the U.S. Congress is heading with their gun control legislation, particularly with the developments in the last 24 to 48 hours. Representative Dan Frankel, how would you characterize Mr. Santaciero's bill?
It's common sense. It's reasonable. It is not an overreach, as some would characterize it. I think it really is important for Pennsylvania to move on Steve's bill because we don't know what's going to happen in Washington. I mean, we are encouraged by the conversations. But you can't overstate the enormous transition that's taken place politically in this country. And you see it right here in Pennsylvania with Senator Pat Toomey, Senator Bob Casey, are backing legislation like universal background checks. And these are two staunch gun rights people historically who've transitioned on this issue. So the public and elected leaders, certainly at the federal level, seem to be changing. We need that to happen at the state level. And unfortunately, We're seeing still folks who will not even allow us the opportunity to bring this piece of legislation up for a vote.
As I mentioned at the outset, you have been working on gun control since 1999, going back to the year of the Columbine shootings. Why didn't more get done that year?
Well, it was my I was 3 months into office, and literally I was walking into a presentation in front of the press club, and I came in and the TVs were showing Columbine playing out. It's 14 years, the anniversary is coming right up. And I changed my remarks that day to talk about gun control and gun safety legislation. We moved very quickly to put together a group of us, a Common Sense Gun Safety Caucus. We put forward a number of different pieces of legislation, including a universal background check bill. And we had some momentum, but quite frankly, it was very hard to get it to be considered on the House floor. We never really had a vote on any of the legislation. And as things have tended to play out historically on this issue, the wind is taken out of your sails, and people stand back and say, you know, nothing we can do about it. And that's a shame. Shame on us for not allowing this thing to be perpetuated so we can continue to have the momentum that we're now seeing as a result of what took place in Newtown, Connecticut.
So what do you think of the national legislation proposed yesterday by Senator Toomey and Senator Manchin?
I think it's a great first step. It probably has some exemptions with respect to private transactions that I would prefer not to have in it. But I think it's important that it move forward and have a vote, hopefully a clean vote without being watered down by amendments. I think it's a reasonable bill. I can't understand how anybody could object to it, as Pat Toomey even said.
But they are. I mean, he's getting a backlash.
It is incredible that he is getting a backlash. This is something that the NRA supported in 1999. They supported universal background checks, and now they've backed off that issue. So we need to have a reasonable debate in this country. And Pat Toomey, to his credit, put himself out there as somebody who's prepared to talk about a reasonable approach.
And Paul, if I may
sure.
add to that, there seems to be a disconnect between the will of the vast majority of people, both in Pennsylvania and throughout the United States, and not just the NRA, but some elected officials. And I really do believe that the time has come where a lot of these folks who are showing not just reticence, but outright opposition to something as basic as universal background checks, they have to be held accountable. We had a situation here in Pennsylvania just this week where 76 of our colleagues here in the Pennsylvania House wrote a letter to Senator Toomey, I believe the day before or 2 days before the press conference that he held with Senator Manchin, anticipating what he was about to do, and, essentially calling him out on the carpet for doing that. And I think those members, they need to be called out on the carpet by the voters. I mean, I think people need to hold their elected officials accountable, where on an issue like this, where there is this kind of broad support for a common sense measure.
And that is State Representative Steve Santaciero, who is from the eastern part of Pennsylvania near Philadelphia. And also with us here in studio is Dan Frankel from right here in western Pennsylvania, Squirrel Hill. If you have a comment or question for our guests here on Essential Pittsburgh, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. And we have a caller who is out from Representative Steve Santaciero's way. Tim in Delaware, just across the river from the Philadelphia area. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me on the phone. The problem is you guys were saying about getting the loophole closed. The thing is what are you guys going to do about the illegal weapons that are still out there that people still sell to other ones? That's the problem. Not the gun owners are not the issue. It's the illegal weapons that are being sold on the streets.
Are you talking about straw purchases?
What was that?
Are you referring to straw purchases?
Yeah.
Well, you raise a very good point, Tim. And gentlemen, either Representative Sanasiero or Representative Frankel, what about addressing that issue as well?
Well, there have to be other pieces of legislation. One of them that we've been working on for years that's supported broadly by law enforcement is the mandatory reporting of lost and stolen weapons. Lost and stolen weapons are often the key to getting weapons into the hands of people like juveniles and criminals who wouldn't be able to get them otherwise. And we know that that is one of the key techniques for straw sellers, that they will report, they will not report something lost and stolen. A gun is used in a crime. Then they say, well, I'm sorry, but that was stolen out of my home.
Had no idea it was even missing.
No idea. We need to criminalize that, and we need to give law enforcement that tool in particular that will help close that loophole with respect to how we enforce straw purchase transactions.
Yeah, and Paul, if I may add, I completely agree with Dan. I mean, no one piece of legislation will solve all of these problems, and I think we need to be careful that we don't fall into the trap, a trap that, frankly, the NRA very frequently sets to try to attack any one piece of legislation by saying, look, it's not adequate in and of itself. Of course not. It will require a number of different measures. But, you know, getting back to the universal background checks bill for a moment, consider this fact. In the 15 years that Pennsylvania has had its background check system in place, over 100,000 illegal purchases by people who are not qualified under our law to own a firearm were thwarted. That's from the state police. Now, that's a pretty significant number, and I'm certain that if we were able to close this remaining loophole here in Pennsylvania, that number obviously would grow even greater on an annual basis. And will it in and of itself prevent arms going to illegals, criminals who shouldn't have firearms? No, of course not. But it's an important step in that direction along with the lost and stolen measure that that Dan Frankel was just describing.
The Manchin-Toomey Amendment also includes provisions to create a gun violence task force and to withhold federal grants from states like Pennsylvania that don't comply with background check requirements. The latter appears to be in response to preemptive legislation introduced in Pennsylvania and several other states to prohibit enforcement of any new gun control measures. What about this, gentleman?
Well, let me, if I may, I think any student of history in the United States knows that the nullification argument, which is essentially what this bill that you're referring to, House Bill 357 by Daryl Metcalf, is clearly unconstitutional. Nullification was an argument that was made by the Southern states in the antebellum period. To argue for the state's ability to nullify federal laws that they didn't like. And we fought a war over that, among other things, and that argument lost out. And so for anyone to be making that argument in the 21st century, frankly, is a bit crazy. It's clear that we have to comply with federal law. Now, if in fact the bill that passes through the Congress is the one that's being described right now, I think actually Pennsylvania law already complies with that because we actually do capture a number of private transactions, just not those that deal with long guns. So we would actually have a more stringent background check system already. What we're talking about doing here, of course, as I said before, is closing that remaining loophole as it pertains to long guns.
Earlier this year, in the wake of the Connecticut school shootings, I had a conversation on this program with Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey, who said that he was shaken by the Sandy Hook massacre last December. And after being opposed to an assault weapons ban and other stronger gun control measures, had a change of heart. Let's listen to what Senator Casey said back in January.
If we had two measures that dealt with both the ban on the kind of military-style weapons, if we could vote on that and vote on a measure that would reduce the chances that people could have these big clips with all these bullets on them and be able to use that the way it was used in this tragedy and others, I think having a vote on those two measures would be very helpful. That causes you to reassess. and to change the approach you're bringing to an issue of public policy, in this case, part of our gun policy. So I wanted to be explicit with people and say that if those two measures came before the United States Senate, I would vote in favor of both.
And again, that was Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey back in January. Either Representative Frankel or Representative Santaciero, have you been able to identify members of the Pennsylvania legislature who have had a similar change of heart and who are on board with you or who are willing to talk about getting on board with you?
Well, I think it's been very hard to get people to take a stand. And part of the problem is it's so hard to get piece of legislation on the floor of the House in order to have a vote. So people dodge the issue. People still view it as controversial, and many of my colleagues who are traditional supporters of so-called gun rights would rather this issue go away. Bob Casey and Pat Toomey have changed that discussion, and I think we need to transfer that to the Pennsylvania legislature in order to put people on the spot. And I think ultimately people in this state are absolutely entitled to understand where we stand. They need to be able to have some tool by which to hold us accountable when election time comes. So the only way to do that is to put a bill out there to say, this is where I stand, and hopefully we'll be able to have that opportunity. We may not actually get this bill, but we'll have strategies, hopefully, to use an amendment process to make sure that we have the opportunity for Pennsylvanians to have transparency with respect to where we stand on these issues. And House Bill 1010, Steve Santaciero's bill, is really, I think, the mechanism to do that, to find out. You know, if Bob Casey and Pat Toomey and Joe Manchin are evolving on this issue, why is that not happening at the state legislature level?
And Steve Santaciero, in a Republican-controlled legislature, how far can you take gun control in Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, I think everything Dan just said is right. You know, let's back up for a minute. As Dan has said, he's been fighting this fight now for many years, and he's really been a leader in the House on this issue, and I'm grateful for that leadership. And I'm sure he would agree that there has been, in that time, a change even here in Harrisburg, and we're getting closer. But I think at the end of the day, this is something that really will require the public on a grassroots basis to make their voices heard. The other day when we had our press conference and we had many supporters, including the Attorney General and a number of citizens speak out, we had ordinary folks come into the Capitol and attempt to speak to members of the Judiciary Committee where this bill has been assigned in an effort to get them to you know, put some pressure on the leaders of the committee to bring the bill up for a vote. We're going to continue with that, and I think it has to continue. And at the end of the day, there needs to be a vote for the reasons Dan just said, because we have to see where people are, and we have to hold people accountable. I mean, we just do. When you have an issue like this where so many people, gun owners, non-gun owners, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, support it, and we can't even get a bill for a hearing, let alone a vote in a committee, that's just wrong, and it's got to be changed.
And Attorney General Kathleen Kane, who shortly after taking office this year closed the Florida loophole that allowed Pennsylvanians to obtain Florida permits to carry concealed weapons, even if they were denied one in the state, she will be joining us on this program next Thursday. So I would ask our listeners to mark that day when the Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania, Kathleen Kane, will be here. We're also working to get Senator Toomey on the show, who, as we mentioned, has in taking this step with Senator Manchin, has incurred the wrath of some conservatives. So the debate continues in this country, and we'll see what happens. We'll certainly be watching what you gentlemen are involved with here with the Pennsylvania legislature. And I want to thank both of you for being with us today. State Representative Steve Santaciero joining us by phone. Thank you so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's been my pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
And State Representative Dan Frankel of Squirrel Hill returning to Studio A to be with us. Again, thank you for being so generous with your time today.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, we'll discuss whether standardized testing impacts the quality of a public school education when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.